Later, news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Great to have Chris here. Chris, no touchdown club today. Heather Baker was listening. She goes, it's just weird. She's going to miss the touchdown club because everybody does this for 15 weeks.
It's habitual.
It's habitual. Yes. And it is. And so thanks again to all the great sponsors, all of our great members, and everybody who makes us one of the best. I tell you, the touchdown club this year has really been
therapeutic.
Well, it's also been a very high-profile year in terms of what's been said by the athletic director, what's been said by others, having Jimmy Johnson back. You know, I mean, it's been we've had a full range of activities.
How about Mark May just in the last week?
Mark May just to set the world on fire, and then we had LT asking for another drink, a double scotch from the stage, and he was funny. And so, anyway, so yeah, thanks to everybody who's made that happen. Guess what? It's time to start working on next year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I doubt that.
Tell me more.
Coming up here in a few minutes at 7:30, we'll visit with Ryan Silverfield, the new head coach for the Arkansas Razorbacks. In studio now with us, Trey Schaap. Trey, let's go back. I was thinking it was 5 days ago. This has been a long 5 days.
It has.
So we were at Frank Fletcher's place the day before Thanksgiving. We were doing the show. Trey sort of disappeared. And then about 8 o'clock or somewhere in mid-morning, you put out a tweet that said, Coach Golish has accepted an offer to be the head coach of the Razorbacks. That tweet, I just went back and looked, 5.3 million views. Obviously, he is not the coach of the Razorbacks.
Right.
So sort of take us back and see how we got from there to here.
Yeah, so I left because I had to go catch a flight after setting you guys up at Fletcher that morning. I got a text at 7:57 a.m. from a source that said, was told Golish has an offer sheet from Arkansas.
Okay.
And so I said, you think he takes it? He said he'd be an idiot not to.
Okay.
That's what he told me.
Okay.
And so then I sent what he had told me to another source. And I said, here's what I'm being told from this source. And he goes, I don't know if that's correct. Well, then he came back at a little later, a couple of hours later, and said, your source is right.
Your source is right about what?
About was told Alex Golish has an offer sheet from Arkansas. So then I got on the phone instead of texting, and I got on the phone and was talking to him, and I said, has he signed it? He goes, it's my understanding that he is going to sign it. That one, and then I called my other source and said, has he signed it yet? He said, yes.
So you had somebody tell you that
I had two people that had told me he had been signed.
One said the intent was to sign.
The intent was to sign.
The other
one said he had signed.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's stop there. So, Trey, I know that some people will ask, you know, I asked the same thing. Why would somebody, I mean, that had just happened. I mean, that had just happened. And I even talked to some people that were involved in the process of trying to hire the coach and saying, I didn't even have that info. So that was inner circle kind of info. I mean, it's hard to come by. I would say you could probably count the number of people who knew that on one hand. So what would be the motivation? Why would somebody want to call you and give you that info? Was it the intent for you, they wanted to get it out, or they just wanted to tell you? What's the purpose of that?
That's a good question. I mean, I have a relationship with several different people in several different places of the country that I have grown to know. When it comes down to coaching searches, that I have talked with many times. Sometimes they tell me things and it's like, okay, well, this is who's looking for X job. This is who's going to get this job. And so I look and I let it play out and boom, okay, he's right. This person got this job. In this case, he obviously wanted something out there. And I don't know if it was
the source.
I don't know if it was trying to do something to muddy up the field or to put it out there that Arkansas has put pressure on Alex Golish to get this deal done because they want it done before the dominoes start falling.
Did you have any hesitation with it being so early in that process, you know, this was Wednesday. I think the day before that, Eric Morris had just agreed to take the Oklahoma State job. Did you have any hesitation to hold on to that or sit on that for a little bit later? What was your motivation to go ahead and get that out?
Well, the reason I put it out is after making the phone calls that got it confirmed. That's when I thought, well, it's confirmed. He's gonna, one says he has intent to sign, the other one said he has signed. That it's my understanding. I mean, I trust my sources that it's done. Obviously, the one that said he had signed it, the one that said he had intent to sign, I really believe. The one that said he had signed it obviously was not true, or he did sign it and basically said that he didn't send it back. So it was sitting
there. Well, and by sign it, too, I reached out to an agent friend of ours just to ask, when is a contract typically signed? He said, typically, it's just an MOU originally. Mm-hmm. And then the actual contract gets hammered out in the 2 to 3 weeks, even following the press conference. So it wouldn't be an actual contract that would be signed in the initial anyway.
It would be the offer sheet, basically.
So now what has happened over the course of the five days now? Would you, if you had to do it over again, would you still have retweeted or would you still have put that tweet out on Wednesday?
Yeah, because I trusted my sources. And I don't think me putting that out, A, cost Arkansas their coach that they wanted. I don't think B, like some people have said, has destroyed the football program. No. I would have done the same thing. I mean, I had legitimate sources that told me the information, and I went with it.
I guess, too, that the general public could say, what's so important about having to get that information out so early? Because you knew it had just happened. Would it have been better to maybe give a little bit more time to verify that? Would that have been the better plan? Or
because can we backtrack? Because the issue I have, Trey, is that you didn't verify he'd signed it. Right? That's where I come in. Where
I made a phone call.
You said you had one person who said he'd signed it, and one person had said he was probably going to.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'd. Now I'm with you. It's ridiculous for anybody to say that this ruined the search and Trey caused some of that.
But I will say this much though. I still have to question. This is just my I'm just saying why would somebody decide they knew that if they were going to send you that information, you were going to tweet it out that morning. That it could potentially cause a problem if it hadn't, or there had to be some motivation there, which is crazy to me because that had just happened. I mean, you literally got that information within an hour of that happening. And listen, there's only, like I said, there's only a few people who knew that. So that's what's strange to me. Now, again, if you had not done that, let's say if you didn't do the tweet, the reality is, we still would have thought all those coaches would have been in the running. The problem, what happened then, is that then we felt that for the next 4 days, Golis was going to come. So that's the issue there. So what do you think of what you've been getting, the response you've been getting from fans, and what's your reaction to that?
Trey,
the question is that
response you've been getting from fans.
How's it been to be a pinata, Trey? How's that felt?
It's been pretty tough.
Yeah, Basil's like, let's just dig deep.
Let's explore that.
It is the reality. I've got thick skin. I've got good support around me. I trust my sources. And I even spoke to some of them yesterday, and they said, they're like, hey, and some that are different sources from a different search or even just different friends that I've talked to, they have said, look, what you did was factual the minute you put it out there. That was the fact.
Do you think there's, I know you said, and we were saying, well, probably the candidate would have still been in the mix, Golis would have still, but do you think that did cause a problem from him? It put him on the spot there? With his team in that situation, could it have made it uncomfortable? Maybe he's going, Hunter, what's going on here? I thought this was supposed to be confidential. Do you think that could have harmed that relationship?
I guess it could have.
I just have a tough time thinking that would break up a deal.
Well, I'm just saying.
I agree. If that breaks up a deal.
It's not much of a deal.
Well, simply because if the coach
is trying to.
It's trying to continue on with the end of the season. I mean, look what it did to Lane Kiffin, if you will, because he left and he got knocked out, and he's not going to be able to win whatever he's going to do now with that team if it goes any further. So I heard people say that Golish was upset or could have been upset because now his team found out what is that going to do to the team chances in a bowl game or whatever it may be with what happens. But, again, I'm more of the belief that those coaches would be using any of it as leverage against Arkansas. Yeah. Did you mention the amount of money? Did you mention that contract as I was reading some of this stuff?
No.
Contract and what was offered?
No.
Well, then
I did not mention the
money.
Well,
this guy is making over $6.5 million when Nick Saban got 7 for the first time and broke that watermark. I don't know where we were at that point, who our coach was, and if he was making
probably
$2 million.
Around $2-3 million maybe.
But you told me from what you knew that the reason Golish, one of the reasons Golish did not take the job is that Hunter Yurecek did not offer him a 6-year contract when Silverfield has a 5-year. Is that true?
That's my understanding from one of my sources.
I've been told he was going to be offered the 6. So I'm just going to say, I've been told that he was going to get the 6.
Well, when?
He was going to get the 6 when they were in the negotiation process. So that was part
as
of the
as it went further?
Yeah, part of the back and forth. Yeah, back and forth. Okay,
yeah. And he did get the 6 at Auburn, and I think he would, according to my source, he said he would have gotten the 6.
I just want to highlight something. In your tweet yesterday, you said, you know, I stand by the information I report on Wednesday. Apparently another fumble in a football coaching search at Arkansas. What did you mean by that? What can you share in terms of if that offer was made? What was the fumble?
Well, I think the fumble is, from what I was able to learn, was the fact that you had a coach asking for X and some other things, and it didn't happen. He didn't get that over the finish line. He was not able to get everything that he wanted. Baz is saying that he did have the 6. I was told it was 5 with an option for a 6. So
because because the way I saw everything go down yesterday, it looked like Kiffin, so Florida's out on Kiffin, which means their first call is Summerall. Then that means Auburn, who is on Summerall for a long time as we understood it, their first call is Golish. And that to me is where I don't think Arkansas missed on Golish. It seems like he was just waiting to see where the dominoes would fall, and if it came down to an Arkansas versus Auburn decision, he was going to pick Auburn the entire time. And as Roger said earlier, it's a better job. So,
no doubt.
To me, it's not like it's like, well, Arkansas was his first choice. They fumbled it. It's more, I think he was just waiting. That's why I have a tough time believing anything was signed at any point in time.
Let's go back to the Kiffin when it was reported that he was coming to Arkansas. And that deal was done. And then Ole Miss swoops in and got him.
Yes.
That was the first time that Hunter Yurecek really had a big football coaching search to go through.
Yeah.
And he missed out on Lane Kiffin. He missed out on Chris Beard. And we got John Calipari. Everybody's happy with that.
He missed out on everybody, apparently.
He missed out on Molly Miller. We've got Kelsey Musick. And that's just in what, 3 sports?
So, Trey, if those who just tuned in, we're talking with Trey Schaap, who works here with The Buzz and has his a podcast each week from the Short Grass, and also does a show with me every Saturday during football season. We've done this for 13 years. And you have always, and I think there's something, I find it sort of fascinating. You know, Wes Moore broke the story of Cal last year, and there's something that everybody, not everybody, people in media want to be the first. And you've gotten some right in the past, and you've gotten some wrong in the past when you jump out there early.
This one was wrong.
Yeah. Does that change did you learn anything from this, or would you have said, I still want to be the first no matter what? Is it that important that you do it, and they have the possibility of being wrong? Maybe if you'd have checked your sources over another day, would you maybe have done that?
Probably, I guess, Baz. And guys, if you look back, and if I look back at this one and how it went, would I have waited a little bit longer knowing what I know now? Well, yeah, of course, because you want to be correct. You want to be factual and correct. And at the time that I reported what I reported on Twitter, what I reported when I spoke to Wes and Josh from Las Vegas when we had landed. I mean, Baz, you called me and I was over Oklahoma City. I mean, my wife is like, you can't answer the phone when you're on a plane. You're going to get on the banned flying list and stuff like that.
Did,
But I did. And then all of a sudden the internet went out. And then when I land, the phone's like, hey, what are you doing? Don't ghost me, you know, from everybody. And so, yeah, I probably should have waited.
Oh, let me ask you this. Should the U of A be concerned that they've got somebody that's that close to the process that was willing to call you and give you that information at such a sensitive time? Is that, do you see that from their perspective as a problem? Or if I'm a fan going, wow, somebody, you know, is, I'm not sure what their motivation was, but should they be doing that? Should that if there's somebody that's inner circle, should they be sharing that kind of information to a media member that could get that out at that time?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, David.
Who's your deep throat? Yeah. You know, to your point, Baz, I guess, and this is just me talking. Now, we're friends. We've been friends. I think I'm a better friend to you than you are to me. That's just me, Bob. When you talk about why be the first, I think because then, who knows, maybe there's more money to be made as a future. Because I think of Jay Glazer all the time. He's the go-to guy back in the day. Anytime he said something, you believed it was going to happen. He just knew something. But that had to start somewhere. You've done it. You've done this several times. Wes Moore's done it, you know, several times. He wants to be first and whatever. And I mean, and you know, but now this source of yours, you have to triple check him or use him anymore when it comes to those
things. Yeah, what has he said? Did he come back?
You're
and say,
taking the heat for him now.
Did he come back
or
and go,
her,
oops,
whoever it may be?
Well, when I texted him yesterday, I said, "What happened here?" And he said, "I wrote it down." He said, "Goalless playing Arkansas is such a rookie move," is what he told me.
And that's all he said to you since then?
That's all he said. And then I said, "Well, what
goalless,
happened here?"
That's what every coach does.
Exactly. And he goes, "HY got caught with his pants down," is what he
That's told me. Prudent business in this line of work is playing. I mean, that's what Lane Kiffin just did with Florida. He talked to them until he didn't talk to them.
Yep.
All right, well, Troy, well, thanks for coming on and sharing your side of the story.
Hey, look, I want Arkansas football to do well. They're in the dumpster right now, but hopefully Ryan Silverfield can dig them out of it.
It's good for business. Arkansas football doing well is good for business.
It is.
And, hey, congratulations on 21 years at the Buzz, Baz.
Is that today?
Yes. Today?
Well, it's actually longer than 21.
Congrats. Well, it is longer, but since you're back.
Why do you know none of your...
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't realize that.
Breaking news.
I did not know that.
21 years.
How old was our head coach when you started here?
I really should have, 31, because I was here back in the mid-90s, but that's okay. I'll take the 21.
21, 31,
that's right.
Whatever.
It's all the same. All right, when we come back, we'll visit with the new head hog, Ryan Silverfield. Don't go away.
Catch the buzz on all our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. It's hot tub season at Luxury Pool & Spa. Online at Luxury.